I'm now joined by Professor Philip Bloom, who is the chairman of the International Glaucoma Association and also a consultant ophthalmologist. Thank you very much for speaking to us during Glaucoma Week.
Thank you, Basil.
So, first off, for people listening at home that might not know, what is glaucoma?
Glaucoma is a term given to a group of conditions which share a common feature, and that feature is its effect on the optic nerve. So it's a disease of the optic nerve. It's often, but not always, associated with raised pressure in the eye. The optic nerve can become damaged by other factors, which we don't entirely understand, but which include perhaps poor blood supply and perhaps a genetic predisposition, which may be due to programmed cell death.
So it's one of the leading reasons for sight loss in the UK, but as I understand, there's no underlying symptoms.
One of the problems with glaucoma is that it does not affect central vision. So people can indeed have moderately advanced glaucoma without realizing it, because it affects peripheral vision and the brain is very good at hiding that from us. So yes, it's very important to have checks, including a visual field test and an examination of the optic nerve, so that signs can be spotted at an early stage.
And what are these tests that people could have? Can they be done at an optician's, or does it have to be an ophthalmologist?
Opticians are very good at spotting glaucoma and they have all the necessary equipment. They will check the pressure in the eye, and many people with glaucoma may have raised pressure, but it's perfectly possible to have glaucoma with normal pressure. And conversely, people with raised pressure don't always get or develop glaucoma. The other tests that are used are a visual field test, which is a test of the breadth of the vision, performed by flashing little lights in people's peripheral vision while they're looking straight ahead, and building up a picture, a map, if you like, of the visual world that's in front of them, like a disc. The final thing that should be done is an examination of the optic nerve. Clinically, certainly, where the optician will look at the optic nerve, but increasingly there are very refined scans that can be done, which not only pick up glaucoma, but can be used to assess whether it's getting worse in a clinic setting.
And the reason we're talking, as I've said at the start of the interview, is because it's World Glaucoma Week. Now, why is it that this week was started? Is it to raise awareness because it's something that isn't easy to spot?
Exactly so, yes. It's a public campaign, an international campaign, to try and raise awareness of this entirely treatable condition. One of the sad things about glaucoma is that once it's produced its effects, those effects are not reversible. It's not curable, but it is entirely treatable. And with treatment, sight loss can be halted. So it's very important to pick it up so that people can have lifelong monitoring and treatment if required.
And what is the treatment? I mean, I'm sure there's lots to, but if you could kind of summarise it for our listeners.
If treatment is required, the only strategy that is proven to be a benefit is lowering the pressure in the eye. And that applies even if the pressure wasn't particularly high in the first place. There are a number of ways of doing that, most commonly by drops, very simple drops, which may need to only be applied once a day, sometimes twice a day. If drops or combinations of drops are ineffective, there are various laser treatments which can be performed. Increasingly, they're being performed earlier and earlier, and they're less and less invasive, so they're very safe and effective. And finally, if drops or laser are either ineffective or for some reason contraindicated, there are very simple surgical procedures that can be done. There are a variety of these. The traditional operation has been trabeculectomy, but there are now less invasive procedures which go under the umbrella term of the minimally invasive glaucoma procedures that are finding a place earlier and earlier. Suffice it to say, if surgery is needed, it's generally very effective, very safe, and can reduce the need for drops.
And finally, as we have an expert on the phone, is it glaucoma or glaucoma?
I call it glaucoma. Our North American cousins often call it glaucoma, which may be etymologically more correct in view of the fact that it comes from the Greek glaukos. But in any case, I say glaucoma.
Well, Professor Philip Bloom, Chairman of the International Glaucoma Association and Consultant Ophthalmologist, thank you very much for speaking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.